Yes, everybody, what's going on? My name is Stephen Howson. This is United Review, and our kid is joining us, as usual, Abdullah, to talk about what's been going on with Manchester United and all the rest of it. The lads are all here. Everyone's here. We have got the Instat data straight off the bat from here, from you guys. What I'm just going to say as a reminder to these guys and a reminder to you guys is I've got a clip of me getting smashed in the face, which is, I mean, I've mostly cleaned it up. I've got blood all over my hands from... I got elbowed in the nose when the winner went in from Joe, who stands to the left of us. Remember the derby where Marcus Rashford scored? I think we lost 2-1. And Rashford's goal meant nothing. Well, Joe jumped on me and nearly broke my pissing neck. That's what Joe does. So today, Joe elbows me in the nose. I'm beginning to think he don't really like me. and draws blood. So if I get 1,000 likes, I will show you, because there's nearly 2,000 of you watching, I will show you the clip of me getting boshed in the nose if I get 1,000 likes. I think that's fair, isn't it? So United have come away from Old Trafford. 3-1, 3-2 winners after being 2-0 down at halftime. What was your thoughts at halftime? Because I think I knew what everyone was about to say. It's over.
I think, yeah. That was always going to be like what everyone's reaction was. Like you said in the fan cam, actually, if you went down at halftime, the players were just so half-assed. Like, that's all I was thinking. Like, Martial sometimes was just walking. And it frustrated me a lot. Like, I understand sometimes his body language isn't as active, but as soon as he gets on the ball, he's brilliant to watch. But he was losing the ball far too much. I absolutely love watching Martial play, but he's losing it far too much. That quick flowing football that happens in the second half.
Let's pull up. I'll pull it up in. You guys, I guess, can pull him up on the screen. Let's have a look at what he's did.
I'd be interested to see what Martial
as his average touches, and I'll get his data up as well. So Martial, minutes played 98, actions 106, 85 successful, one shot on target. His passing, non-attacking 7 out of 7, attacking passes 79%. Overall his passing was 80%, it's not terrible.
I think it's the fact he lost them in
he very felt like he was
positions.
Losing it with dribbles. 3 out of 5 successful dribbles. Not the worst, 10 turnovers. Not in our half, but 10 turnovers. Pretty decent performance.
He turned it on, I think, just before
on,
that Mata goal, didn't he?
Have we got direction of passes that we can have a look at for Tony Marshall? No, let's get that up, because I'm just looking at them here, and I think they're very interesting, because you're looking at two completely different footballers in the first and second half.
Yeah.
Who do you guys in the comments think that was man of the match? We're on 450 likes. If you want to see me get smashed in the nose, then it's 1,000 likes, everybody. So make sure you're doing that. I want to get these on screen, because I think this is really key, because I really think that Tony Marshall's game was totally different in the first and in the second half. And I think if we can show you guys exactly what we're doing, what I'm seeing here myself, then we'll be able to smash it in. I think Cam's still looking for it. All right, let's talk about, let's bang the average touches, average team touches on for a second, and or the average positions for everybody, and see what everyone was at, because it was all over the place, as you'd imagine. Yeah. Baye there, the deepest of the three. I think that makes a lot of sense when you think that second half, or even after he'd gone off, I guess, the team absolutely piled forward. You can see McTominay's position has been dragged back there.
Yeah.
Matic and Smalling a little bit more like each other. Obviously, Matic is going to be a tiny little bit higher because of him playing in midfield for a small period as well. Pogba right bang in the middle, both the fullbacks crossing over the line. You'll see Lukaku and Rashford very close together there, and Martial over on the left-hand side, leaving a big gap down the middle. Now, sometimes that's quite a positive thing because it allows people to get in there, and as you can see, Sanchez filled that hole, Mata filled that hole, and Fellaini filled that hole. Worrying that those are the three subs, and they basically went and all stood in the same place. That's a bit of a strange one. And obviously, Lukaku was fairly useful over to the right-hand side as well, because he was involved in the build-up for what eventually came as the winner. Right, we have got the passes from the first and second half here to look at now from Tony Marshall. Let's have a look at those. So you see there, first half, he's sticking to his wing, not really getting involved. Yeah. The white-lined stuff that you can see, that's stuff that failed. So he puts balls into the box, they all failed. And he kept it very safe, a lot of passes back to Luke Shaw. Second half, most of his actions are in the opposition half. You can see some really expansive balls in our half. And you can see so much more successful passes into the box. And the average length of the pass looks like it's a little bit more dynamic as well.
Do you know what I think played a big part
totally
in that?
Totally different game.
I think what played a big part in that was Luke Shaw and Pogba in the second half. I felt like they worked that side of Martial really well, and Alexis Sanchez proved that as well when he came on. If you can see the amount of times they were flowing those passes together, and we weren't even losing the ball in tight spaces, and that's what you want to see from the likes of Martial and Pogba. I think as soon as Pogba worked that side with Luke Shaw, it allowed Martial to start searching for places around the box, and that's how he got his goal as well.
Let's have a look at Paul Pogba's. Let's have a look at his average touch, or his average involvement, because he was everywhere. That's an incredible amount of ground covered. That is an incredible amount of ground covered there from Paul Pogba. Quite rightly, the Instat Man of the Match, I'm not sure I've seen a United player getting a 490 on Instat. And that's a combination of all the different stuff. 92% pass accuracy, which is crazy. 92% of his attacking passes, 61 out of 66 attacking passes. Only 15 non-attacking passes from him. Three key passes, which is chance. A key pass is a pass which creates a chance. Most of his balls going forward. Three passes into the box. Winning a shit ton of challenges. Wins 11 out of 14 challenges defensively. Wins 7 out of 10 challenges attacking. Wins 4 out of 4 in the air. 5 out of 8 successful tackles. 6 out of 8 successful dribbles. This was a phenomenal game from Paul Pogba. And then, we look in the first and second half. First half, you kind of get this with Pogba, to be honest. You kind of get that. The big long one that you can see there was the ball over the top for Martial, I think. And we can see him switching the play over to the left and right hand side a couple of times there in the first half. But again, look at that involvement in the second half. He was just everywhere, making things happen, putting balls into the box, trying things. Really impressed today.
I think what I liked
Pogba.
From the change that Mourinho made in that second half, and what should have happened at West Ham away, was Matic being that guy that will sit with Smalling. But it was more like when Matic would come out, Pogba would always seem to find a lot of space. And once you give Paul Pogba space, it's over for you in midfield. Like, especially like the aerial duels, he always seemed to pick out the shorter player. And then Matic and Smalling would deal with the other player. And I think those three really worked it really well from the back. Like, a lot of people at halftime, when you go on social media, were laughing at the fact Paul Pogba was a centre-back. But I didn't mind the move of him sitting right in front of the defenders and really spraying the balls out wide, because we didn't have that creativity.
Time on the ball.
McTominay isn't going to give you that.
Number 10. People say, oh, you've got to play him further up. You've got to play him in the middle of a three when you play 4-2-3-1. He's not a 10. He definitely is better when he's looking at the goal rather than playing with his
100%,
back to goal.
Yeah.
Can we have a look at the average passes of everybody? Because that's what I thought, in all honesty. I thought Paul Pogba was going to be involved passing the ball forward. And obviously, the one I'm looking at here, he passed it most to Mata, which is crazy considering he was only on half a game. Luke Shaw and Anthony Martial. He had 16 passes to Martial, obviously looking for stuff. 15 to Mata in half of a match. And the next one was
Luke Shaw.
Luke Shaw, who I can't find, which was 7. He also played 9 to Ashley Young, spreading it. So I don't know how it's worked out that he passed more over to Luke Shaw, but whatever. A fantastic performance there. He was the instant man of the match. I thought leaving the ground he was my man of the match, and I didn't 100%. Even see any of this data. But
100%,
that, the tackles, 5 tackles won, 4 out of 4.
One of them was brilliant up the other end. Like, if we're talking about how Scott McTominay ended up at centre-back, which is just something so wild. Like, if you told me that a year ago, I'd have just laughed in your face.
Well, like we said on the front,
and then Pogba did
now,
a lot better in the back.
Has he now played more games at centre-half?
100%.
Than,
in the Premier League, most certainly. In the Premier League.
The Patreon group is absolutely popping off at the moment as well. There's loads of guys involved. There's a big match day chat. There's a little bit of insight into what's going on at the club as well. So if you're interested in what's going on inside the club, which specific players have fell out with Jose Mourinho, which players are still for him, that information is on Patreon as well. You'll find the link to that in the description below. There's nearly 400 people that are in there at the moment. It's absolutely going fantastic. So once you finish watching the stream, if you want to go and check it out and see the sort of stuff that you get, we've got a banging Discord group at the moment. There's a little bit of insight to what's going on inside the club whenever I get it. And there's also extra videos going out. They've got a weekly vlog, which they're going to be getting very, very soon, probably Monday or Tuesday. And then a Patreon podcast, which I'm planning for Thursday as well. We're at 600 likes. If you want to see me get smashed in the face, there's 2,500 of you watching. All it needs is 400 people. Hit that like button, and I'll show you me getting boshed in the face as soon as that winner went in.
I watched it. It's absolutely brilliant.
Righty, let's see what you guys are saying in the comments. And Patreon guys as well, you've got your own little question group on the Discord. So let me know and I will get into the questions on there pretty soon. Loads of people talking about tonight's UFC. Maybe we'll talk about that. towards the end. Woodward looked pissed off when United won, like he was disappointed, says Jamie. Well, I already know that that's one of the questions in the Discord chat, so let's get over there and see what the actual question was. Unfortunately, I don't think we can put this on the screen, but the comment is from Mighty Mike. He says, what do you think of Woodward looking like someone shit in his cereal when we're 3-2 up? I think there's a very real chance that Mourinho was getting the bullet if we'd have lost. And as I was saying in the fan cam, I don't know if it's a stay of execution. I don't know if it's a... I certainly don't think beating Newcastle, who haven't won a game, is enough to make you go, of course he's the man to take us forward. I think the fact that the first half performance alone...
Wow.
Is that... If someone's talking to Mr. Woodward, and the first they can say, that first half performance is us playing for Jose, you're going to get more of that. Second half performance is us doing it for ourselves. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Now, supposedly, Mourinho's not said anything. He just shook everyone's hand and got off. That's weird.
I stay, you know, usually I don't stay after because I want to go jump on the fan cams and we're getting down here. But I did stay for a bit just to see what's going on. Pogba went over to the fans in the singing section, appreciating whatever. And then I thought Mourinho might stick around. He always does, but he seemed to go pretty quick, shake everyone's hand, like you said, and just get off. I don't know what that means, to be honest, Brian, because usually... If it does, if he knows that he's leaving, I think Mourinho would go out in an emotional way. I think he would have stayed on the pitch a bit more.
If he was
given a bit more, in my opinion.
It's not necessarily his decision, though. And he's not going to know that he's getting the bullet, especially after a victory. Maybe in his head he thinks, I've got some the next game. The problem for us and for him is that next game is Chelsea away. And Chelsea, for me, are the best team in England at the moment.
Yes, 100%.
They look absolutely irresistible. I don't fancy going to Stamford Bridge.
No way.
United have never got... Even when Fergie was at his peak, going to Stamford Bridge pre-Mourinho was
a nightmare. I don't remember winning them, like, growing up, watching even Ronaldo Rooney turn up there. I don't remember us, like, until, like, that Van Persie and the two goals. But other than that, I don't remember much, but... always difficult.
Yeah, I'm not digging it. Nearly 750 likes. If you want to see me get boshed in the nose, you know what to do. It's an elbow. It's
imagine McTominay at centre back at Chelsea away. Do you know the way like Kante has been pressing higher up, and then you're gonna have him on like the likes of McTominay and Matic if they play. That's gonna be a disaster, like an absolute disaster. Like I can see us losing 4-5. If we start like that. Could have been 4 for Newcastle in that first half, couldn't it?
They could have got off
Dave made
a third
a couple
and a
good saves, didn't he?
Several points during the day. I'm going to look at a specific player. I'm not going to tell you which guy it is until I see what the stats are, if they align with what I'm thinking. Ashley Young again, 70% pass completion.
No, I didn't like him. I know he got the cross for the goal, but...
Ten crosses, only two accurate. One was
again,
an assist.
Again, like West Ham, that's what Delo was...
We're wasting opportunities with the guy.
That
wasting
cross he did in the end was exactly what Delo would have done in that space. But he would have done that way more, in my opinion. Because when he did get the space to get a crossing, they were always good. They always looked dangerous whether the players in the box won them or not. And that's what matters, because as a striker, you want the confidence of that ball going into the box in a dangerous area. If you're not doing that, and that's what's so frustrating for the likes of Lukaku, like, playing against that.
Righty then. Should Mata start more often, says Brian McDee. I can understand the reasons for him not wanting to start him, because I think we've lacked pace, and Mata lacks pace. But if you can find a way to accommodate him, not a problem. I think if you had someone like Delo, I think one Mata on the right-hand side is a lot easier to stomach. I don't want to see Ashley Young playing games for United anymore.
I don't either.
Do I think this has saved Mourinho's job, and thoughts on Pogba, says Mata Magic?
I don't think, honestly, if it has saved or not saved, however way you want to look at it, Mourinho's job, the decision should be made regardless of this game.
Yeah,
that shows the lack of leadership at the club right now. Like, I was speaking about this morning on Twitter, and I was like, if you look at the last few managers and the leaks that come out and all that, it's just, you can't think of that as Manchester United. It just sounds like an absolute disaster. Like, a lot of us were born into United being so great and being such a classy side, and all this stuff coming out here and there, our legends like chatting crap on TV every week, it's just not what you want to see. And I think they got to book their ideas up. And if it does mean Mourinho leaving, like we've been banging on the last couple of weeks, someone has to come in, step in as a director of football or something to deal with it before we even think of a manager.
Let's have a look then. Marcus Rashford, let's have a look at his involvement. I don't actually think this was the greatest performance from Marcus Rashford. 60% pass completion. You can see he's lost the ball a lot there. And I don't usually mind him losing it in and around the box. Yeah. That's one of the criticisms of Sanchez that I don't really get on board with. Sanchez is the sort of player that's making things happen. The players that lose the ball the most in world football, Messi, Hazard, De Bruyne.
Yeah.
They're not obviously terrible players. But pass completion-wise today, Marcus Rashford 60%, only involved in 20 and only 12 found a United shirt. And if we look at the direction of his passes, I don't think we'll have got them. Yeah. Like, it just wasn't good enough. Didn't really find much link-up play. Did he have any shots? I think I remember a shot.
He had two headers. That one of them, I think he should have really hit
one in
the
each
target.
Half. Not a great performance there for me. He's been great recently, but not today. Not today for him.
I think it was a bit unlucky because I think when Mata came on, he wasn't picking up the pockets that he was doing in the second half. Again, we were speaking about how players completely changed the way they're playing in the second half, and Mata couldn't really occupy those spaces in the first half, which was a bit confusing. Rashford did that a lot more.
Let's have a look at Luke Shaw. Because I don't remember Luke Shaw getting into the final third much today.
No.
No, not really. Sort of on the edge of the final third there. Quite, almost like a block.
He was almost an available pass every time. And I like that, you know, from him. Because when Pogba moved forward, he was defensively secure. And he was always ready to get back to help out Matic and Smalling. But he was always ready to look for an overlap.
We're on 800 likes. That's Luke Shaw's. Yeah, as you can see, he's not getting into the final third and delivering balls into the box, and really, that's what a fullback got to be doing nowadays. Do you have the video that I sent through? You do have the video.
You can't see how big it is, obviously, because it's studio, but it'll come on somewhere.
If you put it in studio mode, you'll be able to see the red outline of it. It should, try it. All right, if you've changed, go to another scene. Oh, what are you doing here now? It's gone absolutely chaos. Don't know what's going on here behind the scenes with these two clowns.
It's not coming. We'll find that. It'll be sound.
Right, it's only 2 seconds anyway, so we'll figure it out. We're on 8:38 on the likes, 162 to go, and you can see me getting punched on the nose. Oh, well, it's an elbow. It's an elbow. Tenta says, young as shit, can't cross, can't defend. What the fuck is he good for?
Oh.
My name is Stephen Alson and I support this message. who else did I want to have a look at that's catching my eye today? So I didn't think Luke Shaw great, as we've just had a quick look at there. Romelu Lukaku. A lot of passes involved, some decent dribbles. 58% pass completion today. I don't mind, again, I don't mind people losing it in around the box, which is actually where we saw him losing it quite a bit there. What is going on here with that? Why have you got that screw thingy on there? but again, his involvement was average, pretty ordinary, rather than anything spectacular. What are these two clowns doing? If you, close that. Right click on the vid, right click. Transform. There we go. Fit to screen. There we go. Now that will work. Right, are we ready or what? For the amount of effort that these two clowns are going with behind the scenes here. 9:05.
We're close.
95 to go. Come on, click it. And then all these two gibbering idiots in the corner's hard work has not gone to waste.
Whilst we were speaking about Lukaku, I wanted to see if you actually noticed that with him. His body language looks like he lacks confidence. He isn't going to the ball, is he?
Should we have a look at Matic? Because obviously that was a
Matic.
Mix-up for Matic, wasn't it? Being moved into centre-half in the second half. Let's have a
100% the right move, though, compared to like having McTominay there.
It did work, didn't it? But how mad is it that we're playing... We've got centre-halves out on loan.
Twenzebe is capable of being in there, 100%. I'll say that confidently.
What are these lot doing here now? Right, I'll go to some more questions while these lot are messing around. We're on 9:24. It's happening. Why does it seem like the player's ability is locked behind the door and that's only open when we go down? I don't know the answer to that. You're not recording the stream, are you? Oh, you are recording the stream. Hallelujah. Thought on Pogba playing centre-half. I don't really think he played centre-half. I think he was just deep.
Something that someone tweeted at the start of the second half when they saw Pogba drop deep for 2 seconds gone. Centre half, that's it. That's where he's playing all game.
Has this saved his job, or will the Daily Mirror source be right? Now, on this, I'm really unsure about how this went down, because I think there's a case of they've got it 2 out of 2 because they've got leaks and they've got people who are giving them leaks. Did they go, fuck it, let's just roll the dice, because there's a good chance we're not going to get a result here this weekend and then we'll look like geniuses. Did they just roll the dice like that?
Yeah.
Or, which is what I think they probably did. Now, United today, I saw in the Discord chat earlier that United have taken his credential away from him and slung him out.
Yeah.
That's amazing if that's the case. And that is a precedent that United need to set. Now, hilarious if they sack him this weekend on the back of a victory. And they'd be like, I told you I was right. I knew they were sacking him. I don't care. The fact that you got credential took off you and got told
you know
to
what I think
is
happened?
Well funny.
I think the meeting that supposedly happened, because I think even the Telegraph spoke about that, a few other newspapers and so on. I think that could have possibly happened. And then, like you said, the Mirror might have just gone, let's just put these two together and say he's out.
990 likes.
10 more.
10 to go. Cool. Are you all ready? Tom says, Mr. House and Mourinho needs to be sacked and the Class of 92 to come in. Which one you have? Why specifically the Class of 92, though? What? Why not Ole Gunnar Solskjaer over the Class of 92? Do you know what I mean? If you're going down this route, he's the only one that's going out there winning titles places. Didn't do great when he came here. He had a lot of circumstances because of that. 11 to go. He's still going to get sacked, says Kim. What my thoughts on the divided opinion of Gary Neville versus Scholes? Different people have different opinions, whether they played in the same team or not. People still see things differently. We are on 9, 99, 99, 99, 99. One more like. Who's going to do it? There we go.
Should I do it?
Roll of mid.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Very quick, innit? Should we do it again? Let's do it again.
Oh, that's great. That is absolutely great.
If you'd like to see more footage like that and maybe a little bit of a slow-mo with going on, if Will knows how to do things like that, then make sure to tune in for the vlog. Subscribe, hit notifications, and the vlog will be out probably tomorrow morning, I would have thought. I'm all right. I lived. I bled a bit, though. It's better than doing it when we're losing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mister in the comments says, deluded fans, Newcastle are fucking shit, what are we really doing, none of this means a thing. Do you know what it means? It means that I didn't go home depressed tonight is what it means. It means that I saw my team score 3 goals including our last minute winner. And yes, I agree with you, we absolutely 100% should have been beating Newcastle, and all of the things that was going through my head at half time haven't gone away. They're still there. I'm still questioning how the hell they managed to put in a performance like that in the first half. I'm just a little happier about it because I didn't, for what feels like 1,100 weeks on the bounce, see United not pick up a victory. That's what I'm happy about. I can smile because...
That's football, isn't it?
I can smile because I've just seen my team win. And sometimes I don't want to get involved in the politics of it. Sometimes I don't even want to talk about the manager and that. Do you even know how many people come up to me at a game and be like, what do you think of that? Honestly... There's so many people, and I appreciate all the people who watch the channel and come up and say that to me. But sometimes I just want to go to a match and get fucking punched in the face when we score a winner.
So you can get more clips like that.
Did I punch him back? No, he's my mate, Joe.
Well, after he broke your back or whatever last time, should have punched him this time.
What Joe did when Rashford scored against City, Joe stands on my left, right? Yeah. And I actually don't even know how this is physically possible, but Joe jumped around me. And as he jumped around me, he got his left arm around my neck and jumped onto the row in front of me. Aww. What sort of Spider-Man shit is that? What sort of Spider-Man shit
we
is that?
We didn't even win that game. That's what makes it worse.
And I woke up the next day like, get an ambulance. Absolutely bollocked up. And then it travelled all the way down my arm. It kicked my fucking shoulder blade out, like sticking out just randomly. And then travelled all the way down my arm. I had to get physio. It cost me about 3 ton in physio to get it sorted out. And we didn't even win the fucking game. So I'll take getting bowled in the nose for a winner rather than fucking 300 quid's worth of physio for a consolation goal in a derby. AS7 Alexis says, still want Jose to fuck off. It's not acceptable that we only play for 20 minutes. I don't think anyone's disagreeing with that, to be honest with you. House and out, says Chris. I agree. You should kick Joe in the bollocks. I'm not going to do that, to be honest. Isaac says Greenwood better than Rashford and Lukaku. Didn't score today. Flash in the pan. Signed his contract. Thinks he's Billy Big Bollocks now, doesn't he?
Yeah.
All jokes aside, he was great again today. The under-18s were... I mean, the under-18s put a half in today, and I don't know if the opposition, like Newcastle coach, had just gone, just don't let him in. And the keeper had a fantastic game, to be fair. There was a couple of chances. We could have had 5 or 6. We took off Mason at half-time, so we only played half a game today. Took off Ethan at half-time, but two absolutely banging goals from Ethan Galbraith. So... another decent performance. Let's get back into the Patreon group and see what the crack is with everybody in there. Does today show how much Mourinho hates Bay? Yeah, I mean,
hates a deep word.
Yeah, I mean, well, we discussed it in Patreon group quite extensively last night. Bay is one of the players that has had a big falling out, we should say, with Mourinho. And I think one, there was an excuse. And two, there was also the requirement, because we just quickly watched the replay of those goals before we came live, and for me, Bay is culpable in both, to 100%. Be honest with you.
Most certainly. Obviously, a bit of blame can be put to Ashley Young there. Of course, no defensive awareness, again. But Eric Bailly needs to go out to that ball. And the second goal as well, like, I don't know what he was doing. Like, fair enough, like, Smalling was on the guy, but as soon as he pulls off him, Bailly should be that defender that's coming out to collect that. That's what Lindelof does well. He reads it better than him.
Karimo says, use Matt of the way City used David Silva. I would absolutely love that. And I think he could do that. I think
he's capable of doing that, most certainly.
Let's see some more comments. I did see some pretty good ones there. Could this lead to Jose, if he's still here, being more adventurous going forward? No, and I think the issue is that he's not going to change. And that's why you're seeing the likes of Lukaku played until their legs are falling off and stuff. Matthew says, although Pogba and Jose don't see eye to eye, do you think they can still have a working relationship? Pogba was instrumental. Pogba... This is what I was told yesterday. Pogba is an absolute winner. If you beat him on FIFA, he's going to fucking sulk. You know what I mean? He's the kind of guy that doesn't like losing the toss of a coin. This is a guy that is just constantly, constantly demanding the best. And he is actually being a bit of a leader in the dressing room. If you want more info on that, come and join the Patreon group. It was discussed in there a little bit last night. Basically, Pogba is saying to the rest of the lads, fuck him. Play for yourself. Play for the badge.
Yeah.
Which is real leader stuff for me. Now, it's not full leader stuff, and I still can't be like, what a lad, what a guy, give him the armband. Because I know he's fluttering his eyelids at Barcelona, but he's saying, while I'm here, I hate losing, so let's win some games. Yeah. And yesterday was fantastic, and he rightly so gets praised for it. I absolutely agree on that. Right, let's see any more questions from y'all. Great result, but we still need to change now, not later. I don't think anyone's really... disagreeing with that one. Pogba should leave. Imagine what position we'd have been in without Pogba on the pitch. If it had been,
I don't know anyone that can do that role.
Yeah. Is a comeback better than a clean sheet? Feels it.
Yeah.
Feels
always,
it.
Always.
Didn't really believe it when the first one in.
Especially when you're in the ground, like, to feel that, it's just mad.
Well, my throat is bollocks. I'm drinking Red Bull because it kind of, it's a bit thick, isn't it, and it kind of feels nice on your throat, but. Have I seen Rio's comments about Joe's post-match presser? No, can someone please post me Rio's comments either on Patreon in the Discord group, or can one of you lads find Rio's comments, please? Young got turned too easy by Kennedy for their first goal. Yeah, that was the thing that I saw. People need to stop thinking the last 20 minutes is how we should play all the time. Accepting that level of risk makes every game a coin toss. It does. What you probably end up with is Liverpool...
Oh, Dortmund. I think Dortmund this season, like, we've been watching them end to end. But it comes from their inexperience. Like, that's what you're going to get. Or Liverpool a season or two ago. I won't say this season as much, but yeah, you're going to get a lot of end to end football.
Abuka says, this comeback is an indictment of Jose, not an endorsement. Why is the team not set up to attack like that from the go?
I think there has to be a balance between the way we ended the game and the way we started it. And
can we defeat Juventus? That. Probably not. No, and I think when you go into this next period, we're going to go away, we're going to have an international break, and then you come back, you've got Chelsea, and then you've got Juventus. And if Jose's still here, that might be it. And if he's not here, that is an unfortunate beginning for whoever comes in. Or that might be some poor bastard getting an interim thing. That might be Carrick, that might be McKenna, that might be really unfortunate.
Could either go one way or the other, innit, really?
Carrick's sitting at home tonight watching Match of the Day, and he's like, Ed Woodward's on the phone, he's like, let that fucker go to voicemail. But, all right, mate, can I stick 2 weeks holiday in for now? Yeah, I'm just going away with a family, mate, yeah. I don't want none of that shit. Jesus Christ, what an unfortunate thing that is. Cameron says, don't have time to transcribe that shit. We'll look on Reddit. All right, no one's posted it in here yet anyway. Chuck says, this squad has good potential, no defence, but we can go win games 4-3 or 5-2. Mourinho, yeah, this, ultimately, like, we know what you're getting with Jose Mourinho, and it relies on a good defence. That's his game plan. You don't give him that. You're not giving the man the tools to be able to do the job the way he wants to do it. Yeah. If you want him to do the job the way somebody else does it, get to somebody else. You don't get Jose Mourinho and ask him to be anybody else. You put all your principles aside, and you give the man everything he wants, yeah, because he will deliver for you. Now, if you don't, and if you start asking for him to be somebody else, which I think they have done.
Yeah. What's the point?
You're not going to get him.
Do you get what I'm saying? What's the point?
If Zidane comes in, and Zidane goes, tell you what, I need a new defence. And they go, but have you met Phil Jones? And he'd be like, yeah, I need a new defence. Like, what are they going to do? If they don't back that guy then, and why would you back the new guy rather than the guy that's been here 2.5 years? This is the madness of football clubs, that they think they're being cost efficient. It's going to cost you 20 million to get rid of Jose. It's going to cost you 150 million to get a handful of players in that Zidane can work with. And I will say, I don't think Jose's completely innocent in all this. Far from it. Far from it. His attitude has been a joke. But what I will say is, this team, and this is what my point was going to be at 2-0, at half-time, if the game had ended then, this fucking team is more than good enough to be beating the likes of Newcastle, yeah, and Brighton, and Tottenham, and Derby, and fucking Wolves, and any other fucker that's come and slapped us about recently. Yeah. Valencia at home. It's more than good enough to do all of that lot. So you're probably going to get a lift if Zidane comes in. But there's shit that's got to be put in place, and players have to start fucking playing for the badge, and not because they've had a fucking falling out with a paddy with a fucking manager or some shit like that. And that same old thing, what are you talking about? Jose spent 300 million. Yeah, but 100 million of that was on a player that not necessarily he signed. Pogba deal was 2 years in the making. I don't know if he ever wanted him. You know what I mean? Jose has signed 2 centre-backs, yeah. And so would Klopp. And he was still allowed to buy another one. Fucking Pep Guardiola signed about 400 and was able to replace all of them, including he got another goalkeeper.
Look at both those sides.
Here we go. This is what Rio has said. I don't know where wickedness and manhunt has come from. I don't know what he's talking about. Because if you see something on the football pitch, you talk about, he's a Manchester United manager. Man United managers don't go unnoticed, win, lose or draw. There's going to be scrutiny. When you sign up to become United manager, you don't sign up to have it all your own way, especially if things are going wrong. If things are going wrong, you're going to be under intense scrutiny that comes with a job that's in a small print somewhere. I don't know if it is. That's how much you're getting paid. This is what we're going to pay for you to live at the Lowry. And remember, you're going to be under loads of scrutiny. We're not sitting here wanting Man United to do bad. We want Man United to perform like they did in the second half. And if Mourinho can come out and say, I've seen that type of performance, that hunger, that desire, commitment that he's talking about many other times this season, then he'd be wrong. I'd be lying to say that it hasn't been there at all. I think it was kind of there against Spurs. And I mean, it was sort of there against Young Boys, but Young Boys aren't very good. So, I think Rio's probably right.
Yeah.
People in the comments saying that Jose's resigned. There's no way he's giving up 20 million. Me and my dad was talking about this morning. My dad's all over the get Sean Dyche in hype. I think he might be driving the Sean Dyche Man United bandwagon. But I was saying there's no way he resigns. Because he's like, he don't want to go to Chelsea and get the abuse there after we get slapped. So I was like, for 20 million? Sit there like that, bring it on. What are you going to call me? Sound.
If I hear him wanting to resign, I'm going to go knock on his door and just say, take that 20 million just for me, please. Don't want to resign. Wait to get sacked.
Lopetegui in?
Not turning 20 mil.
It's not going well for him at Madrid, is it? No. Coupon busted as well today. Lost from them, big time. Why do I cut Abdul off so much? Because he chats shit.
Unfortunately.
And sometimes we let him loose, he just fucking waffles on for 20 minutes. What former player would be decent for that? So it doesn't need to be a former player. We need to learn, we stick with the manager through the ups and downs. Anyone who watches
within
it regularly
reason.
Knows that it's the case. Yeah, but yeah, within reason. Oh, there was another line to that. Real thing. What are we meant to say? Something else we meant to say? Oh, it's been good. He's okay. He's all right. He's going to get through it. You say what you see. Can't expect anything different. Sit and moan and say, oh, they're hunting me, it's wickedness, I find it laughable. I was sitting there laughing at that. Real going in hard, man.
So Scholes last week, now it's real, man.
Yeah. Huzaifa says, I feel United won today because the players wanted to. Jose's lineup, subs and tactics decisions have been consistently shit. But where do you put the blame on the players then for that? Because if the players decide that they want to, why didn't they fucking decide that they wanted to against Valencia or Derby? And I would agree sometimes the tactics aren't right, but United should be able to put
level of effort.
Anybody out there and beat Derby.
Yeah. I think you've got to look at the Spurs game. Like, Phil Jones was not the right man to have in that spot. But in the first half, when it looked pretty good at the start, there was a desire at the start of the game. That's why I passed them really high. That's why I wanted the game. And we didn't see that in the first half, no matter what the tactics were.
Thoughts on Andy Tate being 500-1 to be the next United manager? Have you seen that? Have you seen it?
Oh, no, they're actually doing it.
I'm not sure which bookies it's with, but he's actually on the list there at 500-1. I can't zoom in any closer. But he is on the list at 500-1. That's very interesting, I think.
What do you reckon be on
there? Who, me?
Yeah.
Hopefully above Andy Tate. I mean, at least I've got some proof I'm a winning manager. Is it true that all the corner flags have been removed from Carrington?
I think the question is that we can't take corners. That's
well, no, we can't take corners.
That's why we're just giving up.
The results shouldn't cover up the cracks. Three managers aren't terrible. Woodward needs to stick to making money. We need to get someone proper footballing people to run this amazing club. Yeah. Absolutely nobody disagreeing with that. Have I got Jose's heat map, says Ryan. I tell you what, he put some graft in today, didn't he? He was having it. Old Jose on the sideline.
I've never seen him sprint down. I was waiting for all the coaching staff to come with him, then he started sprinting down into the tunnel.
I haven't seen Jose's presser myself just yet, so I can't give him my opinions on that one. Matic sitter was abysmal. I think it was offside, but yes. Yes.
That summed us up, didn't it?
Yes.
Like, from the, like, just coming into the second half, I was like, oh, this is our game. That's bad.
William says, we only beat Newcastle. Look at our upcoming games. We'll lose most of them and it'll be back to Mourinho out. I don't think it's gone anywhere except Mourinho out still. I don't think anyone's saying, after that performance, keep the guy in the job. I haven't seen that. I don't think I'm going to see that. I think Chelsea... Sarri struggles against ultra-defensive teams. Look at the West Ham result. It was also an early kickoff, which means that you know it's going to be a coupon buster. Man, got busted up last night.
Yeah.
A Friday night game, man. I'm going to stop betting on whichever game's first. It's a joke. It wasn't offside? Oh, I thought it was offside. I agree we need a director of football. This is from Andrew, ASAP. But we are dreaming if we think that all of a sudden the board do what is needed transfer time. That's why you want a director of football. Yeah. But it's not just any point in appointing a director of football and Mourinho's like, oh, sorry, Woodward goes, yeah, I'm not buying him.
So well, what the hell am I doing here?
I should see Reddit then, Housen, it's all Jose in. Ah, well, there's your problem, innit? Because that is the problem with a lot of football forums, and I hope that this ends up being different. And certainly the Patreon group that we've got, the chat that goes in there, I'm amazed actually how aligned everyone's sort of and logical sort of everybody is. There's a couple of lunatics in there, that's the case with everything. But you can't be so reactionary. And that's the problem that I always found whenever I ended up slagging off King Ashley Young, it was because I've seen someone go, he's amazing. And you're like,
yeah,
he's not amazing. He put a good ball in today. Don't get carried away. And that overreactionary stuff then would lead to me to start fucking cutting him out. And he's like, no, he's shit. Ultimately, the truth is always in the middle somewhere. But yeah, overreactions are overreactions, aren't they? All right, so look.
Is this Jose's last game?
We got a super chat from Asafire, says, is this Jose's last game?
You have to say yes or no right now, what do you think?
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say Woodward is devo that we didn't lose today.
I'm going to go yes.
You're going to say yes, just to be different, or because you actually believe
no,
it?
No, I actually have a feeling like they're going to sort everything out this week and it might be gone.
I wouldn't be shocked to see it pop up on my phone, Jose's gone.
International break though, innit? So like, I feel like if they're going to do it, it's now. This is literally the perfect time for it, isn't it? Leave on a high.
Oh,
with a comeback. at Old Trafford. The fans were singing it in. Makes sense.
Newcastle are shite, no doubt. Young is a great player. See, I need to know what your definition of a great player is before I can say that. Because I would have said Brian Robson was a great player. I would have said Eric Cantona was a great player.
Young is a great player. I mean, if you're summing him up over one good cross a game, then yeah.
Stop with this Mourinho leaving. He's here to stay. Absolutely not.
Someone's missed that, haven't they?
Which one?
They've missed the video of you getting out to 1.1 likes. Someone's gone off and you missed it.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. You'll have to watch the vlog to see me getting... Yeah. Busted up in the face once again. Woodward was really hoping for a loss. I mean, that photograph could have come at any time. If someone was just taking photographs of me during a game, I'd definitely have a glum face, especially if it was in the first half. Because someone could just use an image from the first half, can't they, and say it was second half. How would you know?
After the second half, Jose surely hasn't lost the dressing room.
One of the comments we got is, after the second half, Jose surely hasn't lost the dressing room. But I think he has. But was it the lads in the dressing room saying, we need to do this for ourselves, actually, for a change?
I think it's the players in there, mainly. He could have said his word. You never know what happened in there. He could have gone in there and gone, yo, listen, this is my last game.
Yeah.
Like, don't take the piss. The fans out there are here to support you. Like, Old Trafford was the loudest we've had this season, without a shadow of a doubt.
It was. It was very over the top.
And that's what happens when United go through these bad patches of form. I don't know if certain fans don't turn up and... Regardless of our opinions, we will go in there and back the manager and the players on the pitch. And they really turned up in that second half and obviously got that reaction. It could have been him saying, this is my last game, like, don't take the piss, get us over the line. Could have been anything, but I still feel it's mainly the players that are driving. It's the likes of Pogba, like you said, that will do anything to win. And that's why sometimes he's got these comments about him saying, I want attacking football. It's got to be frustrating for him sometimes when the right movement isn't around him and that.
Righty, we're going to wrap it up there, but thank you guys for joining us. Make sure to subscribe. The vlog will be out in the morning, so definitely make sure you come and check that out and see me getting bumped on the nose. Subscribe, hit the notification bell, because YouTube's a bitch, it doesn't tell you when everything goes up. Next week there's loads of awesome stuff coming out. We've got an Instagram Q&A. I'm going to do a mini documentary on hashtag United as well, so make sure to stick around for that one. And then it'll be back into the swing of things for the Chelsea game, and who knows, we might be talking about having a new manager. Until next time, I'll see you in the next one. Laters.
Welcome to the Stephen... Your scout reports, your transfer talk, your youth reviews, your documentaries, and anything and everything revolving around football. I absolutely love this game. Do me a favour and subscribe. Thank you for watching.